Blog Talk Radio. Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to another Easter, another Resurrection Sunday. Many people have not had the honor and the privilege of seeing another Easter. Some of them call it Easter Bunny Day, and some of them know that we, those that call ourselves Christians, Christ-like people, Resurrection Sunday is a day of celebration, for we know that He lives. And who is that He? It's Jesus. So we're going to start off today's program with, I'm going to turn it over to Sheila for her to pray and share whatever the Lord has given to her. And then from there, Minister Sheila can turn it over to Minister Sylvia if she can talk, because she may be at work or something like that. And then from there, I will come back if there's time with whatever the Lord has given me. So I turn it over to Minister Sheila.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Well, saints and friends, and all men and women of God, I thank you and I thank you and I thank you. No, thank you, God, our Father, and the Son, Christ, Lord Jesus, for this day. But this is the day that God, our Father, gave His only begotten Son so that we all might live. He died for our sins and our life. And we need to know that we need to choose the Father and the Son, because no matter what we're going through, no matter what it is, God can help us. God can see us through. No matter if it's health-wise, financial-wise, family, job, neighbors, or just within yourself. We all, some of us, suffer with our own problems, within our problems that we think we cannot do without. We cannot live without. But you turn it over to the hands of God and the Son, and they can cure. And they can stop all unnecessary things going on in your life. Father, I give honor to you. To you, Father, and the Son, for you, we are here today. Lord, I thank you, and I thank you, and I thank you for blessing us. Lord, and I ask you to bless the families of the ones that have lost their lives, lost their loved ones to this virus. This creature virus, as I call ugly, the demon devils, is just trying to take out your people one by one. But Lord, we know you can cure us all and take us the right way and make us the right way and cure us and keep us from this evil virus that's going around and protect us and our families. But Lord, I thank you and I thank you because for yet we are here today. So Lord, I'm going to thank you for now. Thank you for right now, because now I am here. I can't talk about tomorrow. I can't talk about later, but I can talk about now. Lord, I thank you, and I thank you, and I thank you. I cannot thank you enough, but Lord, please forgive me, but I can thank you and love you much as I can. We can love you more, but yet we need to know that and to understand that, and I ask you to forgive us all. We're not thanking you and loving you, and we all need help. I need help. I need you to show me more of what you want me to do. We all need more of you, Lord, to show us your way so we can walk in your way, we can see your way, we can talk your way. Lord, I thank you, and I thank you. I thank you for Apostle-elect Dr. Cecilia Kaiser, Prophet Antoine Thomas, Pastor Troy Thomas, Minister Brandon Kaiser, Minister Sylvia Kaiser Wright, Dr. Serena Wright, Minister Margot McCoy. Lord, I thank you for all the bishops, the pastors, the evangelists, all your deacons and all your members and all your sons and daughters. Lord, I thank you, and I pray for each and every one of them. I'm not going to just pray for myself. I'm going to pray for the ones I know and I don't know. Lord, I thank you for my daughters, my sons, my granddaughters, my grandsons, nieces, nephews. Lord, I bless. I pray and I ask, thank you for blessing my bloodline family, also in my spiritual family, my co-workers, my neighbors, the ones that's next door that I know, the ones next door that I might not know. But, Lord, I thank you, because if it wasn't for you, we wouldn't be here. Lord, I thank you, and I ask you to remove this virus for the ones that's laying in the hospitals at home or wherever they might be. The ones that's walking around knowing they have it, Lord, let them know that they don't have to infect others because they are infected. Lord, help them to understand. Don't do evil and ugly to others for what you have. For what you have, you need to take it to God and ask him to remove it, to cure you, to understand how to get through this. Lord, I ask you, and I ask you for all living things on this earth that you gave life to. And I ask you to bless the churches, the schools, the young men and young ladies that cannot go to school now because of this virus that's going around, the ones that's on their job that cannot work because of this virus, the ones that's in the house, and to bless the ones to know that they out, to let them know they can touch you. But if they have you in their life, Lord, I know you can remove and block all evil and unknowns and ugly spirits that's trying to hurt your children. But I thank you, and I need you in our life. I need you more and more every day. Lord, and I ask you to show us the way. Meet us in your footsteps. Show us what you want us to see, how you want us to see it, and tell us how you want us to do it. But Lord, I thank you. And I thank you. Like I said, I cannot thank you enough. But God, I thank you for this world that you've given us to live in. I thank you, and I ask you to bless us all. And now I'm going to turn it over to Minister Sylvia Kaiser. We all have a safe, blessed resurrection day that God has given us through his son so that we might have life.
Father God, we thank you for today, oh God. We thank you for all that you have given us, God. We thank you that you died upon the cross that we may live again. Oh God, we thank you for shedding your blood. Because of your blood that you shed, you have cleansed us, oh God. You've given us a chance to walk into your holiness, God. We thank you for your blood, because of your blood, God, that gives us a chance to come before you and say, God, we thank you for breaking the bloodline curse that has been over our families, over our lives, in our lives, God. We thank you for your blood, oh God. We thank you for all that you've done, all that you're doing, and all that you're going to do. God, for we thank you for telling us on today. Today you have risen. Today you've given us today to rise up in you, oh God. We thank you, oh Lord. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you, God. If we can't do anything, oh God, we could just thank you for your blood. We thank you, God, for giving us your only begotten Son, that we may live in your heavenly realm. We may live under your covering. We may live under you, oh God. We apply your word. We apply your blood over our entire city of Chicago. We apply your blood over the United States of America. God, we just come before you with a repentful heart, saying, God, we thank you. Cover us with your blood, God. Cover our minds. Cover our hearts. Cover our ears. Cover our eyes, God. Cover everything that comes against you, God, in our life. God, put your blood on our lips that we will only speak what the words say. Put your blood in our mouth that we would only taste what the words say. God, give us your life more abundantly. We thank you for that, God. We thank you for giving us your life more abundantly. God, we thank you. We thank you. We thank you. For me and my house, we will serve the Lord. God, I thank you for rising on this day. I thank you for going to hell and preaching your word, God. I thank you for coming back to heaven and sitting on the right hand of God, that down here on earth we may live by the example you set for us, God. We thank you, God. We thank you. We thank you, God, because we know that you are our strength. You are our joy. You are our hope. For God, we love you with all that we have, God. God, I ask you to touch everyone that's not saved. Give them a hunger, a desire, and a want to be saved, God. I'm asking you, God, that even in this season right now that we're going through, when it's all said and done, people don't go back. They don't have the spirit of Jehovah. They don't go back, God, but they continue to press forward. They continue to stay under your marvelous hands. They continue to stay under your loving kindness. They continue to stay in your faith, God. That even though today we know we need you even the more, that when it's all said and done, we won't go back. We can't go back. God, that you said you are married to the backsliders, but we won't slide back. We will keep you first and foremost. We will wake up praising you every morning, saying, God, I thank you. I thank you. I thank you, Lord. I thank you. 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 I touch and agree with Sheila, Minister Sheila Kaiser. I can't thank you enough, God, but I thank you. I thank you. I thank you. I thank you, Lord. I thank you. I thank you for your loving kindness. I thank you for your blood, oh God. I thank you for all that you're doing right now. Right now, right now, right now, even on this line, even in this ministry, I thank you, Lord. I thank you for placing us under the Holy Ghost of rest. I thank you, oh God, for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. In Jesus' name, I pray this prayer, and so it is, and it is so. Amen.
Amen. And now I ask, is there anyone else that would like to pray or share some words of wisdom on this Resurrection Sunday? And then, like I said, if it's time, then I'll come back and share. But I want to make sure that we all get to have a voice on this day that we know, that we know, that we know that Jesus died just for each and every one of us. Is there anyone else?
Good morning. Cousins, ministers, ministers of God, God's children. This is Margot, and I just want to say I love God today. I know we all know him, and we thank him for his sacrifice and the life that we have because of that sacrifice. We look to him, and we believe him. And we stand on his word, knowing that his word is settled in the heavens, and it will not change. We just thank God. Thank God for this ministry. I wasn't able to get on right away because of the system being blocked, but I thank God that I was able to hear the prayers. And I just hope you all keep God foremost in your mind as we go through this blessed Resurrection Sunday. Amen. Amen. Be blessed.
Amen. I thank God for Minister Margot. I thank God for Minister Sylvia. I thank God for Minister Sheila. I thank God for each and every one of you. And now, like I said, I'm starting the program off a little bit different than usual. I'm going to see if we can listen to this song that I do not have the rights to, called Just For Me by Jonathan Nelson. Let's see if we can hear it. Let's see. Okay, it doesn't look like it's going to play. So since it doesn't look like it's going to play, then that means that I will go right into saying what these songs actually say. Well, Donnie McCurkin, a song called Just For Me, and the words to that song says, what does the cross of Jesus mean? It's more than songs we sing. Much more than that emblem of your chain, but it means I'm free. Yes, from the chains of slavery and the blood it shed won't let my sins remain. Upon the cross, my Savior died and the Lamb was crucified. Showed us love that his world had never known. Oh, what love divine, so divine, truer love you've never find. so that we may live, love, and come, and came and died alone. Well, the cross will always represent the love God had for me. When the Lord of glory, heaven sent, gave all on Calvary. And then he sings, just for me. Jesus came and did it just for me. And he says that about four more times. But then Jonathan Nelson came, and he wrote a song called Just For Me as well. And his song says, grace and mercy you created to cover me. Love you presented, then you proved it on Calvary. With the blood that drips to catch me when I slip, Lord, I'm glad, so glad you did it just for me. Just for me, just for me, so glad you did it just for me. Just for me, nothing but God's grace, mercy you created to cover me. Love you presented, then you proved it on Calvary. Calvary, with the blood that you dripped to catch me. When I slip, Lord, I'm glad, so glad you did it just for me. Just for me, just for me. So glad you did it just for me. Just for me, just for me. So glad you did it just for me. God says, no, 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 I'll never let you go. No, 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 I'll give my life for you. Your soul, no, 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 you see I love you too much to let you go. God says, no, 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 I'll never let you go. No, I'll give my life for your soul. No, 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 you see I love you too much. Too much to let you go. Just for me, Jesus did it just for me. Just for me, so glad you did it. So glad you did it just for me. Can you imagine that? Can you even fathom in your mind that Jesus died just for you, just for me, just for every one of your siblings, just for every child, just for every aunt and uncle, just for every mother and father, just for every grandparent, just for every president, just for every mayor, just for every politician. He has died for every one of your colleagues, every one of your coworkers, every one of your supervisors. Jesus died, each and every one of us. In Jeremiah 23:19-20, it says, behold, the whirlwind of the Lord is gone forth in fury. Even a grievous whirlwind, it shall fall grievously on the head of the wicked, and the anger of the Lord shall not return until he have executed, until he have performed the thoughts of his heart. In latter days, you shall consider it perfectly. The word of God also goes on to say in Jeremiah 25:32-33, thus saith the Lord of hosts, behold, evil shall go forth from nation to nation, and a great whirlwind shall he raise up from the coast of the earth. And the slain of the Lord shall be at that day from one end of the earth even to the other end of the earth, and they shall not be limited, neither gather nor bury. There's been a lot of burials in our family these past couple of months, and they shall be dung on the ground. Revelation 9:21 says, neither repented they of their murders, nor of their sorcerers, nor of their fornication, nor of their theft. So see, there's still going to be people, even when Jesus returns, that is going to be walking in the sins of their lives. And they're going to be making excuses for why they did this or why they didn't do that. But guess what? Just like a thief in the night, Jesus shall return. We know that he died on the cross and that he rose again, but Jesus shall return. There shall be earthquakes from here to there all over the world, but Jesus shall return. The word says immediately After the tribulations of those days, the sun will be darkened. The moon will not give its light up. The moon will not give its light. The stars will fall from the heaven. The powers of the heaven will be shaken. Then the sign of the Son of Man will appear in heaven, and then all the tribes of the earth will mourn. And they will see the Son of Man coming on the clouds of heaven with power and glory, great glory. My. So on today, many people may be dying eggs, or they may have already dyed their eggs. They may be walking around in some very loud colors. Some of us call those pastels. And some people are going to call it the bunny day. Oh, the bunny, Easter bunny did this, the Easter bunny did that. But in Christianity, on this Sunday, it's a very sacred day to us because it is the very anniversary of when Jesus was resurrected and he ascended to heaven. Oh, it's not about the bunnies on today. It's not about the eggs on today. It is about the day that follows the Holy Week, the day that follows Good Friday, the day that commemorates that Jesus died for each and every one of us. How many of you understand that we need to celebrate that Jesus died for us? We need to celebrate that Jesus has risen. We need to celebrate the same way we celebrated when he was born. We need to celebrate that Jesus has risen for us. Matthew 24:29-31 says, the sun will fade out, the moon cloud over, stars fall out of the skies, cosmic power trembles. Then the arrival of the Son of Man, it will fill the skies. No one will miss it. Unready people all over the world, outsiders to the splendor and power, will raise a huge lament. They're going to be crying, y'all, as they watch the Son of Man blazing out of the heavens. At the same moment, he'll dispatch his angels with a trumpet blast summons, pulling in God's chosen from the four winds, from the pole to the pole, North Pole to the South Pole. And if you would like to know more about this exciting time, you need to know that we are living in the end times. And not only are we living in the end times, they have people that are being chipped for this and chipped for that. But we need to know that the earthquakes and the famines and the pestilence and the various viruses and all of those things, they're going to be released. We need to know that kingdoms are going to be fighting against kingdoms. We're going to hear about earthquakes in diverse places. We're going to hear about the beginning of sorrows and troubles in diverse places. We're going to hear about the remnant that's going out trying to preach the word and teach the word and bring the people to God. That's right, in the midst of the nations rising against nations, the kingdoms against kingdoms, the famines, the pestilence. Yes, the great remnant is going to be coming forth, and the people are going to be saying, oh, no, Jesus is coming, Jesus is coming. Well, we were telling you he was coming for a long time, and now you know that you know that you know without a shadow of a doubt, just like in Revelation 6, verses 12 through 14, when it says, and I beheld when he had opened the sixth seal, and lo, there was a great earthquake, and the sun became black as sackcloth of hair, and the moon became as blood. And then verse 13 goes on to say, and my, the stars of heaven fell unto the earth. My. Even as fig tree casteth her timely figs when she is shaken and a mighty wind. My. The stars are going to fall, and they're going to fall. And when they fall, it's going to be just like the figs that fall to the ground. And then the verse goes on to say, and the heaven departed as a scroll which is rolled together. And even the mountain and the island were moved out of their places. My. Matthew 28:2, and behold, there was a great earthquake, for the angel of the Lord descended from heaven and came and rolled back the stone from the door and sat upon it.
How many of you know that every day God is giving you something symbolic of that stone being rolled back? What has God rolled back in your life? Why is that angel sitting on a stone waiting for you to see that Jesus has risen? Why is that angel sitting on the stone waiting for you to know that some people are still covetous, they're still boasters, they're still proud, they're still blasphemous, they're still disobedient to their parents, they're still unthankful, they're still unholy, they still have unnatural affections, they are still being those that claim that they're lesbians, or they claim that they're homosexuals, or they're transgender, and they're truth breakers, and they're false accusers, and they're incontinent, they're fierce, they're despisers, my, 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 they're traitors, they're heady, they're high-minded, they're lovers of their own pleasures. They say that they're lovers of God, but they're lovers of their own pleasures more than God. They're having form of godliness, but denying the power thereof. And you may say, how dare you say that? I didn't say it. 2 Timothy 3rd chapter, verses 1 through 5 said it. I just read you the word. Uh-huh. So you're talking about what I said. I read you the word. Isaiah 24:19 says, and the earth is utterly broken, and the earth is clean and dissolved, and the earth, it will be moved exceedingly. Job 9, verses 5 through 6 says, which removeth the mountains they know not, which overturneth them in their anger, which shaketh the earth out of their place, and their pillars thereof tremble. Revelation 16:18 says, and there were voices and thunders and lightnings, and there was a great earthquake, and such as was not since men upon the earth, so mighty an earthquake so great. How many of you know that when God entered this world, meaning Jesus, when he entered this world, there was a great movement? And you had to know that when you looked in the stars, you had to know when you heard that he was coming. You had to know that even when he was baptized and God said this was his son and whom he was well pleased. How many of you know that even when the angel moved back the stone, that there was a great earthquake? How many of you know that even when Jesus said it is finished, there was a great earthquake? How many of you know that when Jesus comes, there's always a major movement in the earth? How many of you know that you've got to know that you know that you know that when Jesus comes, there's always a great movement? You know, he had seven sayings. He said, Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they are doing. That was in Luke 23:34. Then he said, I tell you the truth, today you will be with me in paradise. That was Luke 23:43. Then he said to his earthly mother, dear woman, here is your son. And to the disciple, here is your mother. And that was in John 19:26-27. And then he also said, my God, why have you forsaken me? And that was in Matthew 27:46. And then he said, I am thirsty. That was John 19:28. And then he said, it is finished. That was John 19:30. And then he said, Father, into your hands I commit my spirit. That was Luke 23:46. How many of you have committed your life unto God? How many of you have said, Father, into your hands I commit my spirit? Because, see, some of us need to know that we may not die an earthly death, not at this time, not yet, but we're going to see him. And we may not know that day. We may not know that hour, but we need to know that Jesus died for each and every one of us. And it was symbolically done in the Bible when the parable was talked about in Luke 15:7, where the sheep was lost. Because the word says, I tell you that in the same way, there will be more rejoicing in heaven over one sinner who repents than over 99 righteous people who do not repent. See, that's talking about that one, just for me,
just for me. Jesus came and did it just for me. And then it also goes on when it has another parable, excuse me, that talks about the lost coin in Luke 15 and 10. And in the same way, I tell you, there is rejoicing in the presence of the angels of God over one sinner who repents. Why? Because the lady in this word, there was a woman. It says, or imagine a woman who has 10 coins who loses one. Won't she light a lamp and scour the house, looking in every nook and cranny until she finds it? And won't she celebrate when she found that lost coin? You have to count it that even the angels over one soul, see the one sheep, the angels were celebrating. And then in the other parable with the coin, the angels was celebrating and praising God. And then we have the parable of the story of the lost son in Luke 15:11 through 32. That prodigal son, that prodigal daughter. Are you a prodigal on the day? Well, the father so loved the wayward son as to abandon his dignity to embrace and welcome back the filthy, unclean, but repentant son. So great is this love. You know how great this love is. Can you imagine your son or your daughter, they done left home to go out and do all types of undisciplined, wasted, all of the great things that you gave them, whether it was money or love or whatever you gave them. But now they've repented and they've come back home. Come on back home today. On this day, this Resurrection Sunday, on this day when Jesus gave his life, but yet he rose again. Come on back, son. Come on back, daughter. Galatians verses 19 through 21 says, what actually took place is this. I tried keeping rules and working my head off to please God, and it didn't work. So I quit being a lawman so that I could be God's man. Christ's life showed me how and enabled me to do it. It identified myself completely with him. Indeed, I have been crucified with Christ. My ego is no longer central. It is no longer important that I appear. Did you hear this? That I appear. Uh-huh. That's the people that want to sound saved and want to act saved, but they're not really saved. It says, it is no longer important that I appear righteous before you or have your good opinion. I am no longer driven to impress God. Some of us trying to impress God, but he knows your heart. He knows what you're really doing. You got people thinking you're this. You got people thinking you're that. Get right, church. Get right. The song says, get right, church, and let's go home. But let's just get right. Stop trying to impress God. Stop trying to impress other people. And then the word goes on to say, Christ lives in me. The life you see me living is not mine, but it is lived by faith in the Son of God, who loved me, gave himself for me. I am not going back on that. It is not clear to you that to go back to the old rule-keeping, people, peer-pleasing religion would be an abandonment of everything personal and free in my relationship with God. I refuse to do that. I have God's grace. If a living relationship with God could come by rule keeping, then Christ would have never died. Did you hear that? Christ would have never died if what we could do didn't require us just saying, I love you, God. Remember, God's son died just for me. He died just for you. Jesus died so that everyone would have a chance to choose eternal life with God. Come on, son. Come on, daughter. Because in the last days, my dear friend, when the second coming of God, when Jesus actually comes back, you can't be distracted. You can't be turning back. You have to know the told us about the Master and the Savior
coming. We know that the apostles and the disciples, when they talked about it in 2 Peter 3, told us about Jesus being mocked, told us about him coming again. We have to know that it's not going to be when it's convenient for us when he comes. We have to know that we know that the day of God, we know that the stars are going to collapse because the word says so. We know that Jesus is returning. We know that the day of God is at hand. We know that whether it's today or tomorrow, that he is coming. We know that many have fallen. We know that many have died. We know that many have gone on, but yet you have another chance on today to come back to God. Come on back. Come on back to God. Don't go back to what you were doing. Don't go back to your vomit, like the word of God talks about a dog returning to their vomit, but come back to God. Come back to your first love. But we know that we know that we know without a shadow of a doubt that God has sent his son and that his son has came to save each and every one of us. Come back to God. Don't allow anything, don't allow nobody to tell you that it's not time for you to come back to God. Don't allow the situation, don't allow the circumstances to make you think that you don't have to come back to God. Somebody's shacking up right now. Somebody's doing worse than that right now. They're out there and they're doing this and they're doing that. Somebody's trying to murder somebody. Somebody's trying to rape somebody. Somebody's trying to do all manner of evil, but come on back to God. Stay your hand. Don't continue doing what you're doing, but allow God to come into your life. Allow God to come into your heart. Allow God to show you that he loves you. Allow God to show you that he never, ever, ever wanted you to be left alone. Allow God to show you that he loves you. Allow the mercy of God to show you that he loves you. Allow the mercy of God in your life because he did it. My. God did it just for you. He died just for me. Hallelujah. I thank you that God has died just for you. I thank you that God has died just for me and you. I thank you, Jesus, for with him, he didn't stay dead. When the people that we know, that we know, that we know have died, they will stay dead until the day of God. But Jesus died and rose again. He rose for me. He rose for you. Come on, come to God. Some of you may say, I can't come back to him because I was never with him. Well, come on, come with him. Come to him right now. Do not allow anyone or any circumstances to cause you to be distracted. I ask you on today, do you know him? Can you hear him? And not only can you hear him, but can you follow the instructions? Stop what you're doing. Stop making the excuses. They're the same excuses that you've made before. It just might be a different day. But stop making the excuses. God loves you on today. God loves you with his whole heart on today. Come on, people. Come to God. They always used to say back in the day down south at the various churches and even some here in the Midwest and California, they would say there's room. There's still room. And it would be the mourner's bench and they would have the chairs and they would have the benches in the front of the church and they would say, come on down. Come on down. They would say, come and stand at the altar. The altar is wide open. Come on down. Come to the altar. God is waiting for you. God is waiting for you. You're not waiting on him. God is waiting for you. Just for me. Just for me. Jesus came and did it just for me. Oh my God. Just for me. Just for me. Jesus came and did it just for me. Hallelujah. Just for me. Just for me. Jesus came and he did it just for me. He did it just for you. And once you know that he died just for you, your melody will change to, I need thee. Oh, Lord, I need thee. Every hour, I need thee. Oh, bless me now, my Savior. I come to thee. Come to Jesus. Come to Jesus right now, on today. Come to Jesus. You still have time to come to Jesus. He loves you. He's waiting on you. And he set this day aside just for you so that you can be resurrected. On this Resurrection Sunday, guarantee you, if you allow God to resurrect you and you never go back to that vomit again, that what God has for you is greater than anything that any man, woman, boy, or girl could ever give you. Minister Sheila, Minister Renee, that's all I have. Bye-bye.
Thank you. God, it was my phone acting up. I want to give honor to God, my Father and the Son, for Apostle Elect Dr. Cecilia Kaiser, for her words, for Minister Sylvia Kaiser Wright, Minister Margot McCoy. I just want to thank the Lord for the world that he has created for us to live. And yet we need to know how to praise him and appreciate him for all his blessings. Because no matter what you thought woke you up this morning, if it wasn't through the grace of God and Son, Christ Lord Jesus, we would not have heard it, felt it, and even thought about it. Because you would not be here. But I thank the Lord for the world of the lives that he gave the pleasure and the privilege of having for today. I just want to ask, is anyone on the line might have something to say, a statement, testimony, a show, apostle elect Dr. Cecilia Kaiser, with the words that she has said today have put on their life? Lines are open.
God, for the word on today. I thank God for the apostle letting us know just for me it was done. I thank God for his blood. I thank God for today. I agree with everything that was said on the line today. I agree with the word from the woman of God. I just got to say just for me, God, I thank you just for me. Amen.
Thank you, Minister Sylvia Kaiser Wright. Is there anyone else? I want to thank each and every one of you all that's listening, that might been able to remark, say have a remark, or just be able to listen. I know some might be at work or wherever where they cannot make a statement or a testimony or a remark, but I thank you, and I thank you for listening, for tuning in to the blog talk that we have each and every Sunday morning from 9:30 a.m. Central Standard Time to 10:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, where Let's Talk with Apostle Elect
Dr. Cecilia Kaiser. And on Monday nights, for Iron Sharpened Iron, was also connected through Blog Talk and on Facebook with Minister Sylvia Kaiser Wright, Minister Brandon Kaiser, with Iron Sharpened Iron, with many speakers and grateful acknowledgement and teachers that it is at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And on Friday nights, with Minister Sylvia Kaiser Wright, with Let's Talk at 9 p.m. Central Standard Time, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, with Let's Talk on the Word and Worship and Knowledge and Teaching that the Lord has blessed her to give us. But I just want to say, Lord, I thank you for blessing us for this day. Because as I say, I cannot thank you enough. I cannot praise you enough. I cannot thank you enough. I just got to keep saying it because I cannot thank you enough for the life that you have given me and many others. But I just want to thank you all for tuning in on this Jesus Day. It's not Easter to me. Maybe it's Easter for the family or the kids, but it's the Easter of the rising of the sun that God has given for us to live, that died for our sins. And I just want to say I thank you, and I thank you, and I thank you. And have a blessed, safe Sunday, and just ask the Lord to bless us all, to keep us from this ugly virus that's going around, that's trying to take us out, and to cover us with all the blessings, and to give us the knowledge and the wisdom that we need to carry on and to appreciate and to live the life of the Lord. And remember our final foundational scripture, Matthew 6:33, seek ye first the kingdom of God and all his righteousness, and all things shall be added unto you. Just remember, God is the way. Have a safe, blessed day, and I love you, and I thank God for having you. Thank you, and have a blessed night, a blessed morning. Thank you. Bye. Thank you.